Welcome to Who Is My Neighbor, a podcast about what it looks like to love your neighbor. In season four, we are sharing reflections from this year's Advent devotional, Advent in Durham, Watching for Your Dawn.
The Advent season is over and Christmas is here.
And my devotion comes from Titus chapter 2, verses 11 through 14. The grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation to all people. It educates us so that we can live sensible, ethical, and godly lives right now by rejecting ungodly lives and the desires of this world. At the same time, we wait for the blessed hope and the glorious appearance of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. He gave himself for us in order to rescue us from every kind of lawless behavior and cleanse a special people for himself, who are eager to do good actions. There is nothing like a wrapped gift under the Christmas tree with your name on it to get the imagination going. We love to watch the flying fury of wrapping paper as excited children tear open gifts on Christmas morning. The question becomes, is it something I want? It's easy to get caught up in the gifts, the gift giving, and lose the true meaning of the season. Christmas reminds us each year there's one gift greater than all the gifts. It's bigger, it's better, and it's priceless. In sending his son, Jesus Christ, into the world, God sends the best gift ever. Paul says in his letter to Titus, the gift of God has appeared in the coming of Christ into the world. The starting point of this passage and our faith is grace. Grace, God's unmerited favor, is a divine gift rather than an achievement. And grace is something we can never earn, but can only be given. And in the birth of Jesus Christ, we see grace in human form. Grace was born at Christmas. But this is no ordinary gift like the one we get and receive at Christmas. Paul understood that God gave the world a gift immeasurably precious, and God did so in a lavish measure to everyone, regardless of whether you are naughty or nice. We have no room to boast about our standing and our accomplishments because we actually deserve the worst gift, if a gift at all. Yet God gives us the best. God gives us Jesus Christ. It is God who became flesh and lived among us. The gift appears wrapped and ready in a manger on Christmas, bringing salvation to all. It's a gift offered to everyone who simply unwraps it and receives it. It is easy to think about the kind of gifts we want to receive on Christmas morning. Sure, there may be some good gifts and some bad gifts, but most will be consigned sometime to the junk drawer or find their way in the donation pile at a local thrift shop. But the gift of grace, it's different. It's the best gift ever because grace is exquisitely designed for each of us and sends the message that God loves us so much and deems us worthy to be saved. God's gift is a gift that begs us to respond too. And how do we respond to this fabulous gift? We respond by offering our lives in service. Moreover, because God's gift is the best gift ever, it is a gift that we must share with others. It is a gift that keeps on giving. God's gift always comes on its way to someone else. It's the gift that calls us to give ourselves to God and to others in return. And when we consider the magnitude of God's saving gift in Jesus Christ, we respond with joy. I hope you have a wonderful Advent season and a very Merry Christmas.
The Who Is My Neighbor podcast is a production of Durham Cares, a nonprofit that mobilizes Durham residents to love their neighbors. Learn more at www.durhamcares.org.